Good afternoon. This is Ted Leeper introducing a special transcription from the office of the Governor of North Carolina, the Honorable R. Greg Cherry. Although you are hearing this program on Thursday, April 8th, it was prepared last Monday, April 5th, in commemoration of the New Farmers of America Day throughout America. Here's the national president of the organization, James Bryant, who will introduce the program.
92 years ago on April the 5th, a Negro slave was born on a farm near Rocky Mount, Virginia. That Negro was Booker T. Washington. His achievements during the 59 years of his life have been proclaimed around the world. More will be said about him later. The New Farmers of America, a national body of Negro students of vocational agriculture, was organized at Tuskegee Institute, Alabama, in 1935. The national organization endeavors to keep before the public Dr. Washington's ideal on vocational education, citizenship, and to report the extent to which the 950 local chapters and 30,000 active members are put into practice the principle given to the world by our great leader on or near his birthday. April the 5th is known as NFA Day by all vocational agriculture students throughout the country. We are honored to have the privilege of making this report to the citizens of North Carolina from the office of the governor of this great commonwealth, and to have the governor give us words of wisdom and inspiration on the life of Dr. Washington. The State Association had its beginning at A&T College in 1927 with 26 chapters and 741 members. Today we have 98 chapters in high schools of the state and 4,392 active members. At each annual meeting, a definite number of worthwhile goals are set up which the member carry out as a part of the program of work in the 98 chapters. Alfred Bullock of Henderson Institute chapter will report on special agricultural production goals.
For the past 3 years, our members have given special attention to the production of sweet potatoes, hybrid corn, dairy and beef cows, swine and pastures. James Lyon of Brick County and Edgecombe County led the state this year by producing 218.5 bushels of sweet potatoes on a half of acre. Winners in hybrid corn production will be announced at our annual meeting this summer. Reports from the local chapter reveal that a number of members have produced more than 100 bushels of corn per acre. A year ago, last October, 1947, 8 NFA chapters were given a young Hereford male animal to be used in starting beef cow production on Negro farms. One of these chapter animals is maintained on the farm of an NFA boy, Brett Whitaker, of Whitaker's. This Hereford has been bred to 16 animals. 5 beef calves have been dropped in the community since the program started. Young Whitaker keeps a complete set of records on his animals. His chapter will pass on to another chapter, a purebred young Hereford bull, at the annual livestock show, which will be held in Greensboro, June 9. Our goal is to have this program reach each of the 98 chapters within 5 years. New farmers are proving that they can produce livestock as well as crops. In Catawba County, there are only 15 Negro farm families without a cow, according to 1945 farm census. Cleophas Williams will report on the dairy program of NFA boys in Catawba County.
There are 16 boys out of the 32 members in Catawba chapter who own calves. 9 of these are purebred Jerseys. The only reason we do not have more is that we cannot find them. In the past 3 years, we have exhibited from 3 to 9 calves in junior dairy cow shows in Greensboro, Raleigh, Goldsboro, and Shelby. We are grateful to the Chambers of Commerce and Business Centers for making the dairy cow shows possible. All prize money won in these shows was placed in our chapter thrift club to the credit of the winners. With this fund, we purchase calves for the members wherever a good one can be found. Other members of the chapter may borrow from this fund when they desire to purchase a calf. Once a member exhibits a great animal at a show, he is certain to come back with a purebred next year. This fall coming, several members of the Catawba chapter will exhibit calves which they have produced. The original calves have been cows, and the NFA boys who own them will be selling milk to one of the large milk buyers this fall. Thus, we are aiding to the health program and improving the economic status of the community. These developments are being initiated throughout the state by NFA chapters. Our dairy program stresses good management, good housing, good sanitation, and good feeding, with special emphasis on improved pasture. The new farmers of the state are perhaps best known because of the special program carried out for the benefit of the Negro offering at Oxford. Walter Brown of Terrell County's Training School Chapter report on the offering activities.
The orphanage program was started in 1941. Through our efforts, we have turned over to Mr. T.A. Hammond, the superintendent, $30,000 in U.S. bonds and a large sum of cash in the first 6 years. This year, we have over $9,000 for the orphanage. The Person County Training School Chapter led the state with $577.50. Terrell was next with $427. This activity was approved by the State Board of Public Welfare. The money came from schools, churches, individuals, and business concerns of both races. The funds are for these purposes. First, to build a George Washington Carver Memorial Vocational Building on the campus. Second, scholarship fund for students who desire and qualify for further study. Third, funds with which to provide Christmas cheer for the orphanage student body. This is truly a cooperative program, and we of NFA are most grateful for all who have given through the association. Dr. Washington encouraged Negroes to buy land, and through proper management, make that land buy more land. We have with us today a father of two former NFA boys who got his start in forming the Booker Washington Way. We are happy to have Mr. Claude Laws of Wake County tell the story of his start in farming.
In 1989, I was a tenant farmer, having been inspired with Dr. Washington's words of encouragement on buying a farm of your own. I told my wife we would try to get one. My first purchase was 37 acres. I borrowed $130. When the first payment was made, I had $20 left. A neighbor gave me the wood to nearby farm. I cut wood early in the morning and late at night and prepared it for the sale of Raleigh. Before starting my farm work, my wife and I sold enough vegetable, milk, and butter to more than run the house. The farm was paid for 3 years ahead of schedule. I kept on buying until I reached 200 acres. My son worked with me quite a bit. I told Garrett, the one who helped me sell on the street of Raleigh, son, remember, the customs is always right. Try to keep smiling all the time and talk nice to those. Such acts will enable you to sell when others cannot sell. For a young man who wants to buy a farm, I would say work hard, save your money, and when you do spend it, make it for something that will bring you an income and not take away any income.
It is my pleasure to present the Governor of North Carolina, the Honorable Ira Gregg Cherry.
It gives me great pleasure as Governor of North Carolina to hear this splendid record of achievement by a group of our citizens. I believe you're working toward goals beneficial not only to this state, but to the entire area of the South and the nation. Here in North Carolina, we are a people primarily concerned with agricultural pursuits. We seek means of expanding, improving, and diversifying our crop production. We interest ourselves in the further development of dairying and livestock programs. I'm pleased to know that the 4,392 North Carolina members of New Farmers of America have been making and are still making worthwhile contributions to these programs. I am told that one of the major objectives of the New Farmers of America is to encourage its members to become established in farming. The organization's last annual report shows that 6,382 boys have achieved this goal since the founding of the state association more than 20 years ago. Last year, a North Carolina Negro youth, Avery Pfeiffer of Columbus County, won the H.O. Sargent Award, given to a farmer developing the most outstanding program among Southern Negro farmers. Pfeiffer is the second North Carolina youth to win this honor. New farmers make good leaders, They are active in their churches and in other rural organizations. Best of all, they do not have court records. I'm told by S.M. Simmons, supervisor of vocational agricultural education and Negro schools, that most of the state's Negro vocational agricultural teachers and a number of county agents are former members of this organization. A good example of the leadership training afforded by new farmers is the honor bestowed on another Negro youth, Albert Spruill of Tyrrell County Training School. Spruill won a scholarship given annually by the Phelps Stokes Fund to the student having outstanding character, scholastic, and leadership ability. His record was declared best in competition with some 5,000 Negro youth in the South. These are worthwhile things to remember as we observe the birthday anniversary of a great Negro citizen whose untiring zeal made much of the New Farmers Program possible. The late Booker T. Washington, founder of Tuskegee Institute, manifested keen interest in programs of vocational education for his people. His work in this field has been recognized and singled out by educational leaders and plain men and women all over the world. Again, let me congratulate you for your industry and vision in carrying out his program and for your equally significant contribution to the development of a balanced and worthwhile agricultural program in North Carolina.
Our deep thanks go to the governor of North Carolina, R. Greg Cherry. Wonder if we couldn't have a word now from Mr. M.C. Campbell, who is County Superintendent of Schools in Catawba County. Mr. Campbell.
Thank you. As County Superintendent of Schools, I have had the opportunity of observing this program. And I wish to say that I approve of it and heartily endorse it in every particular.
Thank you very much, Mr. Campbell. We also have in the governor's office today Mr. S.B. Simmons, Supervisor of Vocational Agricultural Education in North Carolina Negro Schools. I wish we had time for a word for the many guests who are with us here today. This special report was made an observation of the anniversary of the birth of Booker T. Washington 92 years ago, one of America's leading scientists and Negro citizens. Dr. Washington, before his death, founded Negro institutions that carry on his work today. It was through his efforts that the New Farmers of America was formally organized in 1935. Even before this date, North Carolina's Negro farmers had an outstanding record of good citizenship, as well as advanced farming methods. Today, we've heard a personal report on the aims and ideas of the New Farmers of America, plus an account of their stewardship during the past year. And indeed, they've done a wonderful job. By delayed transcription, you've heard a program in commemoration of New Farmers Day throughout America. In addition to His Excellency, the Governor of North Carolina, participants included the National President of NFA, James Bryant, Alfred Bullock of the Henderson Institute Chapter, Walter Brown of the Terrell County Training School Chapter, and Claude Laws, a Wake County farmer. The broadcast originated in the Governor's office in the State Capitol building in Raleigh.